I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News.
Could this happen to us in America?
That was the question from Patrick Klein, president of Vision Beyond Borders, following his recent trip to northern Iraq. Thousands of Iraqi Christians are homeless, refugees, forced from their homes in Mosul by Islamic State terrorists with the threat of convert or die.
One man told us, he said, I think God is chastising us because we forgot God. We stopped reading our Bibles, we stopped praying. And maybe God is using this. And he said, I want to tell you, my family and I were having devotions together every night. We're praying together. He said, we realize all we have is Jesus.
Klein says this was the hardest trip he's ever made and forced him to ask an important question.
Could we be forced with a decision? Are we going to follow Christ or have to walk away from everything we own? I pray the church in America would really love you passionately, that we would not lose our first love, Jesus.
Klein's asking you to help fill a shipping container of relief supplies, including Bibles. Find out what they need at missionnews.org. And Christians are being called to battle in the U.S., a spiritual battle, that is. Since December, over 200 teenagers on Pine Ridge Reservation either committed suicide or tried to. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.
The thief, speaking of the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and this is the result. You got 12-year-old girls hanging themselves. You can't imagine a 12-year-old deciding to die. They haven't even lived yet.
RHM is sending a team of First Nation young people to Pine Ridge to share the hope of Christ. Will you surround them in prayer? Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.